Because it is going to be a transformation.
About 100 people filled the auditorium at the Roseburg VA as Interim Director David Whitmer outlined his agenda and took questions. Whitmer was brought in last month to replace Doug Paxton. Complaints from nurses, doctors, and staff from the Roseburg VA and its clinic in Eugene allege bullying and retaliation against employees. Paxton is one of several high-level administrators who was removed as a result of the investigation. Jim Little is president of the Douglas County Veterans Advisory Committee. He says he was sorry to see Paxton go.
Interim director Whitmer is going to do, I think he's going to do a diligent job. I'm impressed so far. So I'll wait and see.
Little says he's concerned about continuing problems with middle management in the system. The chief of surgery, Dinesh Ranjan, was removed from his position in January. His wife was recently reassigned as well. Little says he's optimistic about the changes.
And slightly pessimistic. Veterans earned this benefit and they deserve it. When they walk into that door, they should be getting the very best health care possible. Always.
Little's passion for the VA hospital here was echoed by others at the meeting. Sue Swanson is a veteran who only recently started accessing care.
Getting into the VA health care and having mental health because of the sexual harassments we suffered in the service gave me a lifeline. I didn't realize that I had been carrying this burden. It's really important, I think, for many, many women.
Swanson says she's had positive experiences with most of the staff at the Roseburg VA. Director Whitmer says he wants veterans and hospital staff to know he's paying attention to the findings from the VA investigation.
I really want to make sure that staff understand that management takes the concerns of bullying and retaliation very seriously. And in order for us to provide a safe environment for care, we have to provide a safe environment for our employees.
Whitmer says his goal for this town hall is to let people know changes that have been made and the process going forward, and to hear from veterans.
To me, being open and transparent and having clear communications is part of how we regain trust back in the community of what we do. And also, I want to set a level of expectation for the new leader that comes on board.
Whitmer is in the director position for a year. He was appointed to oversee changes as the Office of the Medical Inspector and VA Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection investigate allegations of bullying and retaliation against employees. There will be another town hall in Eugene next month. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News, in Roseburg.